Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, more on the Zika virus. Vaccines and antibiotics have made the infectious diseases mostly a thing of the past. We've come to expect that public health and modern science can conquer most of these microbes, but nature being a formidable adversary, with Zika being our newest threat, and particularly to pregnant women. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting today to find ways to battle this virus, which is linked to the birth defects and spreading explosively through the Americas. And since the first Zika outbreak was ever recognized in 2007, seems like a long time ago, the CDC has had what they call boots on the ground responding, and the laboratories have developed a test that can confirm Zika in the first week of illness or in a sample from an affected child. Diagnosing prior infection with it has been much more challenging, but as well as the CDC, some private companies are working to develop tests that can do this more accurately, and they're looking to see what they can do in the next few months, weeks, and months. Their emergency meeting is today, and they're classifying the outbreak in 25 countries right now as a public health emergency of international concern, deserving of a coordinated global response. And this emergency declaration is similar to what they're calling to a global amber alert for public health. So I think that that's so important. And when you want to know what your government is doing, that seems to be a question that a lot of people are asking, is what is the government doing about it? So they're supporting laboratories in Puerto Rico and around the United States to provide testing and using cutting-edge genomic methods in the effort. So they're working with Puerto Rico and other places at risk around the country to improve mosquito control. That's going to be a first line of defense. And as the warmer weather starts to heat up and different parts of the country and mosquitoes become a bigger problem, and certainly in the areas where we're seeing more rain than we've seen before. So that's another issue. And that the CDC is providing support and guidance for healthcare providers as well. So that's another thing that they're doing. And according to the Department of Health and Human Services, there's important work related to Zika in the development of the test, treatment, and of course, vaccines. So we're waiting to hear about some vaccines. It may take a while, but prevention is certainly going to be the first key and line of defense. Mosquito control is a very hard thing to do. If you've ever been in an area where they've got mosquito abatement, it stinks and it's a little noxious, and you don't kind of like having it in your yard and in your communities. But I think it's going to become more and more important. States and cities that invest in mosquito control can track and fix many places where these mosquitoes breed and drive down the populations a little bit, but it's meticulous work. It certainly takes money. So if you do have mosquito abatement where you live, you're lucky. And there's no way to predict where or when this health threat will emerge. It certainly, as they say, is explosively spreading. So we're going to keep our eye on this emergency meeting that they're having today, because I think it's definitely so important to understand the spread, to understand the ramifications and or possible complications of this virus, and certainly for women of childbearing age and pregnant women specifically. And in some countries, they're asking women not to even get pregnant right now. So I think that this is bigger than we might have imagined, but the emergency meeting is being held today, and we'll keep you informed about that tomorrow. And I know John Bird reported on this in his health thing. Does your dog seem to understand you? Well, I think that they do, and they can tell the looks on your faces when you're angry, when you're sad. And there's some new evidence of emotion-related gaze patterns in animals. So we'll look at that. And if you look at your dog, they can tell what you're thinking. Wouldn't it be great to tell what they're thinking? This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.